Just about everyone agrees. Changes at the Hawaii State Hospital are long overdue. The Kaneohe facility has been plagued for decades with overcrowding, safety issues, and was even the subject of a state Senate investigation last year.
The current needs of the state of Hawaii have outgrown the design and the capacity of the Hawaii State Hospital.
William May is the Hawaii State Hospital Administrator. He says the outdated facilities were originally built to hold 178 beds, but currently hold more than 200. In addition, 42 patients are in overflow units at Kahimohala in Ewa Beach. The new plan is to replace the dilapidated Goddard building with a 144-bed forensic hospital that would specifically serve high-risk patients ordered by the state. The design is modeled after the Colorado Mental Health Institute in Pueblo, where May last served as the superintendent before moving to Hawaii.
So I know the design well. It's a good forensic design with clear lines of sight, no blind spots, and it will have safety as a key design element. It has taken us a while to get here, but the new master plan has us heading in the right direction to do what is right for our patients, staff, and our community.
It is desperately needed and long overdue.
That's State Health Director Virginia Pressler. She says building a new facility is critical for providing adequate care to the island's mental health population.
This project, this new 144-bed state-of-the-art forensic hospital that you're hearing about, is the number one priority for the Department of Health this year.
While the new facility is being hailed as long overdue, it comes with a hefty price tag, $160 million.
Obviously, when you say $160 million, most people will balk at that particular price tag.
State Senator Jill Takuda represents the Windward District, where the Kaneohe facility resides. She's also the chair of the Ways and Means Committee.
Every option's on the table, obviously design, build, other different kinds of public-private partnerships. I think we have to make sure no stone is unturned in terms of making sure that we make this a reality.
Takuda says those resources will likely come from state-issued bonds out of the Capital Improvements Project Fund. Demolition of the Goddard Building is expected to begin next year, while plans for other facilities are still in development, including projects formed through public-private partnerships. Molly Solomon for HPR News.